Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Willard and Dibs.
He's back! It is 11th NBA season out of Washington State University. Number 11, Klay Thompson!
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, it is not just any other November regular season game. It is not. And in honor of Klay Thompson being back at Chase Center tonight, in a matter of hours, we're giving away a Klay Warriors jersey in the 4 o'clock hour. We've got the Klay Carnival going on out here at Thrive City, right next to where we're broadcasting from, right outside the arena. So stay locked in for all those details. And also, it is why we're having his pops on. Klay Thompson is back in the Bay. Michael Thompson is back on 95.7 The Game on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
What, you guys have this all wrong. This is insane. you have it right. It is just not just an ordinary November game. It is a very important November game because you guys are missing the real story. This is the opening night of the Emirates Cup where the Lakers are the defending champions.
Yeah. Thank you, Michael. Yeah. I've been trying to tell my partner how important this cup is. And you know what? We want to snatch that cup trophy from LA really, really badly. It's a borderline must win tonight for the Warriors.
That's right. That's the story, Willard. Not that Klay is back. The story is the Warriors are trying to dethrone the Lakers from the Emirates Cup.
Okay, first of all, Michael Thompson joining us on the River Islands guest line. I'm not going to let you Thompson family people act like tonight is not hitting you in your emotional muscles. I'm not doing it, Michael. I know you too well. There's no way this isn't all anybody's been thinking about for a while now.
I mean, yeah, it's cool. Klay's coming back to see his former teammates for the first time, playing in front of his great former fans for the first time. Yeah, and you're right. They'll give him a nice little tribute tonight and welcome him back and show him appreciation for all the years he spent up there. And then Draymond's going to commit a flagrant foul on him.
Yeah, well, I mean, old times are old times, right, Michael? I mean, but honestly, and I know that you're not going to get to see this, but I wonder how you'd feel if you could, Michael, because it's not just back to see his former brethren and teammates. I'm telling you, man, the plaza outside Chase Center has essentially been dedicated to Klay. The big board on Chase Center, no concert advertisements, no Steph Curry pictures. There's no nothing. It is a rolling set of different pieces of artwork that are all based on Klay. We've set up a carnival based on Klay. Like everything, this whole city was there to film him walk from the hotel to the bus today. The whole thing is about your son, Michael.
And the only thing I care about today is I want one of them captain hats so I can wear it when I go to the Bahamas.
We got you covered, brother.
We got you.
Send me your address, and it's on the way as if I know a box of them aren't already on your doorstep.
No, it's cool. It's really cool for Clay to come back, and I'm sure it's going to be very emotional for him. And you really have to temper your emotions and the sentimentality of it all, because you still have a job to do. You still have a game to win, and you can't get all lost in all the ceremonial stuff and the pomp and circumstances and the video trick and everything. That's going to be very special, of course, and I'm sure he's going to appreciate it all. But you really have to get your mind ready to play after all the welcoming ceremonies is over with. So, but still, it's very nice for the Warrior fans and the organization to bring it, to welcome him back the way they're going to do that tonight.
Where is he on the sentimentality scale, Michael? I know that he's been talking about, you know, locking in, and it's a new team, and they're struggling a little bit with just 5-5 record so far. Is he more of a, at the end of the career, reflection guy than maybe doing it tonight?
Oh, no, definitely not. Clay just lives in the moment, and the team, the Mavericks, have had some tough losses early, and all he cares about is winning this game tonight and getting them back on the right track the way the Warriors have been in the start of this season. So he's not thinking about, boy, my time is winding down. He's just living in the moment and trying to make the most out of today.
Michael Thompson with us here on Willard and Dibbs as we celebrate Clay Day. Michael, I wonder if you could take us back to when the relationship between Clay Thompson and the Warriors got started, like even before the draft. Bob Myers was on our station earlier today sharing a story of a dinner that was, I think, just a party of five. And it was Larry, and it was Bob, and it was Clay, and it was you, and it was Julie. And that's it. What do you remember from that dinner?
Oh, it was just a great time to get used to everybody, get to know everybody, and it was so flattering that the Warriors thought that much of Clay, that they want to bring us out to dinner to get to know us as a family, to get to know Clay behind the scenes. So it's very flattering that such a prestigious franchise was interested in bringing Clay on board. What I mostly remember is the great Jerry West, after watching Clay work out at the L.A. Clippers practice facility down here in L.A., walked up to me and said, "We're going to draft your boy, Michael. We love him." So once Jerry West gave me that kind of confirmation, then I knew everything was going to be cool. Because if you can get that kind of opinion from Jerry West, then you know you've got your foot in the door and you're headed in the right direction.
So when the draft happens and Sacramento trades up to number 10 and takes Jimmer Fredette, at that moment, did you kind of have an inkling that this was actually going to happen with Jerry West and the Warriors taking Clay?
Yeah, I knew it because at the time, Wayne Cooper, my former teammate, the late Wayne Cooper, passed away a few years ago. He was an assistant GM for the Kings, and he was begging the Kings to draft Clay because he liked Clay. And Jeff Petrie at the time and the Sacramento Kings were all in on Jimmer Fredette because Fredette was the Caitlin Clark of college basketball at the time. So he thought he'd be a huge gate attraction for Sacramento. So they were all bought in on him. And Wayne Cooper told me, man, he was begging them to take Clay, that he'd be a better fit for the Team Kings. So once I knew the Kings weren't going to draft Clay, then I figured from what I understood from Bill Duffy, Clay's agent at the time, that the Warriors were definitely going to draft him.
Michael, I wonder, since you brought up Jerry West, if you could also take us through the experience of what actually happened with these rumors about Clay Thompson for Kevin Love, right? There's all these trade rumors out there, and the story goes, and I'm sure there's more to it than this, but the story that's out there with fans is you know, Jerry West pounded on a table and told the Warriors, don't do this. That's the wrong thing to do. What do you know about that experience and what those discussions were like?
That's exactly what happened. Clay came very close to being a Minnesota Timberwolf and playing for my former college teammate, Flip Saunders. Matter of fact, we talked about it. The rumors were so strong that the Warriors are going to trade for Kevin Love. And Clay was a little distraught about that because he loved playing with Steph and Draymond and the guys. He loved the Bay Area. Wasn't looking forward to going to Minnesota. So I was talking to him about it. I said, well, Clay, if this trade goes through, you're going to love playing for Flip Saunders. He's a great guy. He's a good coach. He'll know how to utilize you with Ricky Rubio at the time. So if you do have to get traded, Minnesota would be a perfect spot for you because Flip Saunders is one of the smart coaches in the league. So we actually talked about it like that. But, of course, Jerry West and also Steve Kerr, I guess, put his foot down and said, nope, we cannot do this. And if Jerry West said, if you trade Clay, then you don't need me around him anymore if you're a consultant, and he was going to resign.
Yeah, and that was a smart thing to do at the time because, I mean, the rest is four championships in history. And then we get to this past season, Michael, and this past summer, and it becomes kind of clear that the two sides are going to part ways. What was that like for Clay and you and the family to realize that it was time for him to go to a new team?
That was disappointing. I was hoping, along with Draymond and Steph, like Dirk Nowitzki did, and Kobe and Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, some of the other great, great players in the history of the game were able to stay with one franchise their whole career. So I was hoping that he and Steph and Draymond would all go out together in 3-4 years together. So I was disappointed that that wasn't allowed to happen. So still disappointed about it. He's made a good choice going to Dallas. It's a great franchise, playing with some great players there. But I wish that he could have stayed with the Warriors his whole career.
Yeah, I'm sure that there's lots of feelings there. I mean, Michael, I wonder, you know, again, if you can shed some light on what we all out in the public feel we know about a situation. It's been shared now by all sides that the last 2 years were really, really mentally tough for Clay. And I know how close you guys are, so I'm sure that you're involved in talking to him constantly about what he was experiencing, feeling. What can you share about that? What was Clay going through the last couple of years?
Well, he was just happy and thankful to be back there playing, basically. Yeah, he wanted to sign an extension and stay with the Bay Area, but he couldn't overlook, he couldn't forget about the big picture, how he came back from two significant injuries, devastating injuries, and was able to continue his career. So even though things didn't work out organizationally with the Warriors, I told him to stay on the positive side and just be thankful that you can still play 3 or 4 more years. That's the bottom line.
How do you think that he's fitting in with his new team? I know that they're off to a little bit of a slow start, and he had a great start to his season in Dallas, and maybe he's leveled off a little bit. When you watch Mavericks basketball, what do you make of Clay and the fit with Luka and Kyrie?
Well, it's a different style, that's for sure, because Luka and Kyrie are so ball dominant, and sometimes the smart-up shooters have to stand and watch. But I like the way the Warriors play for Clay's system, moving the ball and man movement, ripping the ball around. And so hopefully Dallas will get back to that style or get to that style eventually and really take advantage of what Clay can give them. But I prefer playing the system the way the Warriors move the ball or the way the Toronto Raptors move the ball, watching those guys, or the Indiana Pacers, fast pace. Sometimes the Mavericks can get a little too slow-paced, and Clay would be better suited when they play quick.
Michael, I know you keep such a close eye on all these teams. I mean, are you a little surprised at the way the Warriors have started, particularly now that they don't have Clay?
Yeah, of course. They went into Boston and whooped up on Boston. Yeah, they had a hiccup in Cleveland, but then they go into Oklahoma City and spanked those guys too. So, yeah, the Warriors, they're very deep. Like, they've got shooters up and down that roster. They're unselfish, well-coached. So, yeah, they and the Cavaliers are the surprise two teams in the East in the NBA right now. The Cavaliers still undefeated, and the Warriors right there at the top of the Western Conference. So, yeah, I knew the Warriors would be good because as long as you have Steph and Draymond, they're going to be a playoff contender. But, yeah, it's surprising that they're this good so early.
And even going to Oklahoma City and beating the Thunder team, and I know they lost Chet Holmgren pretty early in that ball game with the bad hip injury, but is that a win where you look at it and you think maybe this Warrior team could be better than most people think?
Oh, yeah, that's a signature win, to go into Oklahoma City, even though Chet Holmgren got hurt, but to go there and to dominate the Thunder the way they did, even though, like I said, Holmgren didn't play most of the game, but still, that's a very impressive win.
Michael Thompson is with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Michael, the press conferences Clay has had the last 48 hours, I know you get it because he's got to lock in. He's got a job to do, as you said. But Warrior fans, I think they hear what he says, and they're kind of like it feels a little hard to hear, I guess, right? They're calling this just another game, and the Warrior chapter is closed. Even though all those things are true, what would you say to a Warrior fan that's like, wait a minute, like, when is that chapter going to be open again?
The players say that just to temper their emotions, not to get too caught up and too overhyped, and then you get out of your game. So guys try to downplay certain situations just to remain calm and keep the adrenaline from getting a little too overpowered. So that's why players say that kind of stuff. Just another game. We all know it's just not another game. It's a special game, and this reunion game tonight.
So what do you foresee Klay Thompson and his relationship with Warriors, the Warriors fans, and the Bay Area? Like, what do you foresee that being after he's done playing?
Well, he'll be around. You know, Klay's the guy who will show up every now and then because he's got to get his number retired, get a statue put outside Chase Center. Probably, hopefully, a boat will be included in the statue. And Rocco. And Rocco's. He'll be around when he retires eventually. Because he's got such a good relationship with the Bay Area fans and that, and the Bay Area itself, that he considers that part of his home, too.
What do you like in this departure, too, Michael? Is there another player that you can remember in the time that you've been here? And I was talking to Mark about the list of players who've won more than four titles and gone on to play elsewhere. And it's a short list. It's Jordan. It's Pippen. It's Kurt Rambis. It's Derek Fisher. Is there any other departure that you can think about that compares to this one with Klay leaving after 13 years and four titles?
Well, Scottie Pippen leaving the Bulls and going back, Tony Parker leaving the Spurs to go to Charlotte, and then, of course, going back to San Antonio to play. So this has happened before many times throughout NBA history where guys have won multiple titles over a decade with one franchise, eventually leave and then come back with another team. So this isn't rare or exceptional.
Michael Thompson, Klay's dad, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Michael, if this were a perfect world, would tonight be happening a little bit later? I mean, this departure just happened 4 months ago.
I mean, yeah, you could build up to it, I guess, and save it until around the All-Star break or something like that and really let it build up and build up. But, no, I think it's cool whenever it happened on opening night or a month into the season. It was going to happen, so whether now or 2 months from now, it doesn't matter.
Have you and Klay talked about how to conduct himself tonight or how to handle it? I mean, did you recommend that he takes the mic and address the crowd? What do you think would be the right thing to do for Klay coming back tonight in this moment?
Knock down about 10 threes. That's all he's got to do. That would be the perfect way to tell hello to the fans. And of course, I think the Warrior fans would love that as long as the Warriors ended up winning the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that is probably the majority opinion. Did you see Draymond say that he's going to run through Klay's chest?
Yeah. I expected him to say that. I just hope that when he does it, the Warriors will be in the penalty, so at least Klay gets a couple of free throws out of it.
Yeah, there you go.
He hasn't missed a free throw yet this year, I think.
That's right, yeah, 100%. So doesn't shoot that many, but yeah, he led the league last year in free throw percentage. People don't even realize that.
So, Michael, I mean, on a more a real front, like the on-court interactions between these three who have been together forever, for, you know, their whole careers, what do you expect that to be like and feel like for them?
Oh, they'll be out there giggling and tickling each other and as they compete. You know, they'll be side-eyeing each other, talking a little trash. So that's all part of it. And that's the way it should be tonight, so. Draymond, you know, Draymond will be talking, you know, and Steph is a kind of a trash talker himself. He does it a little slyer, a little bit of on the slide, but there'll be some talking going back and forth between those three tonight.
Hey, Dad, what are your emotions about this tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, it's sad. Like I said, I wish he was could have stayed a Warrior his whole career, but as long as he plays well, that's all I care about.
And, hey, you don't really need a captain's hat, do you? Like, they sent some to you guys, didn't they?
Not yet. I don't have one yet. So they better send me some because I need it when I cruise on my yacht in the Bahamas.
There you go. We got a couple of extra, Michael. We can make sure that we send on down your way.
Send me a text. We'll get you some hats.
All right.
Michael, thank you, my man.
Okay, guys, I'll be watching from down here, so check. Hopefully, Klay will have a good game, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, and you don't think the Lakers are actually a threat this year in the West, do you?
Of course they are. But 6-4, why wouldn't we be? Are you kidding? We have two of the top 10 players in the game. Why wouldn't the Lakers be a threat?
It's kind of. I think it's because they're holding Bronny down. They need to get him back into the rotation, Michael.
Hey, he couldn't hurt. I like that kid, man. He reminds me of Gary Payton II.
Can you imagine actually playing in a game with Klay the same way LeBron and Bronny did?
Well, I would have to start like when I was 18 years old, but no, by the time Clay was of age, I was ready for a walker.
Hey, man, all the best to you and the fam, okay, Michael?
All right, guys. Good to talk to you.
All right,
thanks,
there he
Michael.
Goes. Clay's dad.
Yeah.
Right here on Willard and Dibs.
Oh, he's so great and so generous with his time. Yeah, right now he is 69 years old.
Yes.
And so, oof. I mean, he would have had
that
to
makes
have.
Makes me feel old.
Well, and, you know, and Clay is 34.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, when Michael was 35, Clay was born. So if he played until he was 53 and Clay was 18, then maybe he could have done the brawny thing.
But, that sounds like it would have been tough.
But it also reminds you of just how amazing it is that LeBron and Bronny were able to do what they are doing, because LeBron is 40, right?
Yeah,
and Bronny is 19, and so it's just remarkable that, you know, even though, and we can put aside the sideshow aspect of it, just the reality of having a kid that age who could be potentially a basketball player good enough to do what they're doing, that to me is remarkable.
It's completely remarkable, no doubt, and I'm really glad that Michael, who is known for sarcasm, let's put it that way, I'm glad that Michael did get to a point where he can share with us how Clay is actually feeling with this one, and that he was able to then share that with all of you listening to the show. That this is there is a huge amount on Clay's shoulders tonight. This is a big deal. All of the feelings that you think he would be feeling, he is feeling them, and Michael just told us, like, players say what they're saying publicly because that's the only way they can kind of cope with what they have to go out there and do. And Klay Thompson has a job to do tonight. He's got to go make shots and do all of that when all of this attention and focus is going to be on every movement he makes. And so that's why you've heard what you've heard the last 48 hours.
Right. And I also think that your question, which Michael didn't really answer because he can't really say it, but the reality is this is too soon. It's been 10 games, and after 10 games, Clay is still trying to get into the rhythm of being a Maverick, and now you have to come back and be confronted by this. And I keep bringing up the Scottie Pippen example because that was a legitimate year and a half later where he was already on another team. He went to Houston. They didn't play Chicago in the strike. Then he went to Portland, and in January of that year, so now we're talking about a full 19 months later, he goes out and plays at Chicago. 19 months.
Yep.
This is about 5 months and 10 games, and so he's being confronted by this a lot sooner than other people have had to be confronted by it.
Did you hear the other basketball-related really interesting thing that Michael said?
Yeah.
He said, I like the way the Warriors play basketball.
Right.
Because when you're a shooter and you play with Luka and Kyrie and they are so ball dominant, you end up just standing around a lot.
Right, and waiting.
And so we are 10 games in, and I'm not going to make a thing about this about, oh, Clay's unhappy with the Mavs, but, like, understand what just happened. Like, that's Clay's dad.
Yeah.
That is who he talks to when things are going on, and I found it really interesting that, again, there's the emotional side of this, there's the contractual side of this, there's all of it, but Michael, a number of times in that conversation, just said he's really disappointed that it ended this way with the Warriors, and I'm watching the way the Mavericks play ball. I like the way the Warriors play ball.
Right, and he said at least three times, you know, I kind of wish that he was going to be a Warrior for life.
Yep.
And it's not only because he admires that, like Magic Johnson, Laker for life, and he even mentioned other players like, you know, Tim Duncan, who was a Spur for life, and there's a certain amount of cachet that comes with being a Hall of Fame player who is a one-team guy, and Clay could have been that. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, and it would have been great for the three of them to all be Warriors for life and go out like that. So I do think that that's part of it, but also what you're saying, the style that the Warriors play with is one that certainly fits Clay. And so Michael said at least three different times, I wish that he, you know, could have been a Warrior for life.
Look, I don't know that the Warriors are going to finish in front of the Mavs this year or any of that stuff. I'm not saying that, but it is a better brand of basketball. I was watching some clips of the Mavs last night. I don't know if you saw this online. There's a possession. No joke now. Luka gets the ball, crosses half court, and then dribbles while he's sort of looking at all of his teammates. And it's direct over there and direct over there. And he's kind of then looking at his defender. And it's point over here and point over there. And then the shot clock gets to 7. And then it gets to 4. And then it gets to 2. He is about 5 feet beyond the three-point arc at the top of the arc. His four teammates literally have moss growing on their legs.
One of them was asleep.
And then he just fires the ball at the hoop.
Yeah.
And clanks it off the back iron and the backboard. And then you turn around and run the other way. And if I, like I did, I thought to myself, well, man, if I were Klay Thompson, that would infuriate me.
Right.
Like that's, forget winning basketball, forget your own box score. That's just boring, bad basketball.
And if you're Klay Thompson and you're used to one way, 13 years of, you know, ball movement, player movement, catch and shoot, now you're basically turning into a spot-up player playing alongside of ISO Joe, it's not that fulfilling.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy, man. All right, a lot to get to here, and now with some technical difficulties out of the way, we are wide open for you. 888-957-9570. How is this event hitting you? How are you feeling now that we're here? You're tipping off in less than 4 hours. Klay Thompson inside Chase Center with a different uniform on. Also, come down and see us, the Klay Carnival. We're out on the Thrive City Plaza, and in 30 minutes, we open the window for you to win a Klay Thompson Warriors jersey. All that and more as we continue through this very, very special Klay Day. We're sponsored by Safeway. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Willard and Dibbs.
Thompson gets free right side from Curry, and there goes another one. 9 for 9 from three. Curry finds Thompson right side, loads up another one. Oh, you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me. Ridiculous. Klay Thompson hit it from the sideline, 10 of 10 for three.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, we are less than a half hour away from opening up the window for you to win a Klay Thompson Warriors jersey. There are also Warriors fans starting to gather. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Clap it up. Clap it up.
Gather.
By the way, one thing we haven't mentioned that you can and should do if you are coming to the game tonight, we mentioned the Klay Carnival where you can do the ring toss and the papa shot and the boat races and the paper airplane. But they've got a beautiful poster board right out in front of our set here, where there's a picture of Klay Thompson, kind of the iconic picture of him in his captain's hat at the championship parade a couple of years ago. and you, the fans, can come up and sign it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And so a lot of people are coming by to do that now and take pictures of the picture, if you will. But this is a pretty cool thing. And so anyway, just among the things that you can do if you come by and say hello to us on your way to the game tonight.
And you're surrounded by Clay, and as you mentioned, the big video board outside here in Thrive City is all about Clay, and it's artists' renderings and fans' renderings of Clay. We have the Clay Carnival. We have the Clay sign, the card that you can sign, and you and I are right here live at Thrive City, and you know we're getting closer, Mark, now just about 3.5 hours from tip time, and the excitement's starting to build, and when it all kicks off and the introductions and Clay Thompson's name is introduced and he comes out and the crowd will give him a huge ovation and everyone is being asked to tip the cap that you'll be given on your way in, the captain's cap. For those of you on YouTube, you can see it. Pretty nice, sturdy captain's lid. So you tip your cap to Clay, and then we go back to hating the Mavericks.
Yeah, exactly. Go back to watching Luka complain to refs.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting tonight as well. You're right, though. Warriors Live is just over 2 hours away. Evan Giddings is going to have the ball on that one
tonight. Evan Giddings,
presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. And we're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. I want to make sure our listeners get a chance, because if they weren't with us yesterday, or if you're a different slot listener, right, you're getting your car at 5 o'clock, or you're already home by 5 o'clock kind of a listener, I want to make sure you hear what Steve Kerr said to us yesterday, particularly about this specific experience. So, Grandy, if we could fire up some of the comments from Steve Kerr and dive into his perspective on everything Clay, that would be great. Let's start with O2 right off the top on how he sees Clay fit with the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, man, he's a great fit. I mean, he gets to play next to two of the great shot creators on earth. There's a reason they went after him. I mean, they knew he would fit perfectly next to those guys. And I was watching their game against Phoenix today, and you just see how many openings he has as a result of playing next to those guys and also having lob threats. You remember how well he played with Trace last year, coming off pin downs, and what a good passer Clay was. Hitting Trace for easy buckets of the rim. So, Dallas can use him a lot of different ways, but he's definitely a great fit.
Well, I mean, it's interesting to hear the way Steve kind of talks about it, and I don't think he's wrong. In this day and age of the NBA, it's pretty hard for somebody who's a spot-up shooter and a smart basketball player to not be a fit anywhere. So I think Clay is a fit anywhere. I do wonder, based on what Michael just told us, how long Clay is going to feel great about his fit there. Because, yes, Luka and Kyrie open up space for others, but they don't always use it. They don't always use it because they do usually finish with the ball on most possessions, one or the other.
And it's a different way to open up space than maybe Clay is used to, because the way that the Warriors open up space is by ball movement and player movement. So Clay, a lot of times, would not just be sitting there waiting for the ball. And if you're playing with Kyrie and Luka Doncic, they're much more ball dominant. They're much more me than you. And with the Warriors, it's the ball moves a lot, and then it might wind up to you where you're open on a catch and shoot in a different way. But with this ISO style of ball that Kyrie and mainly Luka plays, you're going to be asked to just kind of be there in a spot and post up and wait. And if Luka gets to a spot where he draws a double, and if I'm the Warriors and I'm looking to guard Dallas tonight, I'm telling whoever's guarding Clay, don't help off of Clay. Help off someone else. We're going to go ahead and stay on Clay. And if you need to help onto Luka or Kyrie, help off someone else. That way you stay close to Clay and you don't get burned by that catch and shoot.
888-957-9570. I love what you said earlier today, that a lot of us have talked over 2 years about how Clay is feeling. And today, as much as that may still get talked about, that's not really what it's about for us. We think this is much more about you and how you're feeling with Clay Thompson coming back to town. Watch him at Chase Center tonight. He's going to have some blue on, but not the blue that you're used to.
Right.
It's going to be in a different jersey. So how's that hitting you now that this day has arrived? We'll continue to take your calls. 888-957-9570. How is this day and this conversation actually hitting you? 888-957-9570. More from Steve Kerr. I don't think it felt great to a lot of Warrior fans. What Clay has said recently among those comments were, this is just another regular season game in November. He also said, the Warrior chapter is closed. I'm not sure why we would be talking about it. There's been a lot of downplaying of this experience direct from Clay, so we asked Kerr what his reaction to that was. So, Grandy, give us 03.
For me, you know, someone who bounced around and wasn't anywhere close to the player Clay was, I mean, every single one of those games is special when you go back and play your old team and play in front of your old fans. And so there's he's going to be juiced. He's going to be excited and fired up. And I think, there's a reason he said that. He's trying to clear his mind and get centered and come out and play a great game. And there's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot on him and a lot on us. And it's definitely a different night and an emotional night. And, everybody has to do whatever they have to do to settle in and play well.
Yeah, I do give some love for that, man. Like, can you imagine what's going through your mind? I remember it as kind of like when you play sports at any level, you play at the high school level or whatever, if you're not one of the best players out there, when you turn to take a shot, like, immediately you're like, yeah, if this doesn't go in,
I'm coming out.
The coach is going to pull me out of the game. And think about that now at this level of sports, with this amount of attention, with this amount of emotion that goes into a game like that. The second that Clay, especially for the first time tonight, when he rises up with that ball and it goes up to his forehead and he's about to go release this thing, think about all that flows through your mind and body in terms of the pressure that no doubt he's going to put on himself.
And that's why I, give him a little grace about how much he's downplaying it, because you have to downplay it in your own mind in order to be ready to play basketball, in order to go out there and do what he has to do, which is go out and play well. You can't have all that extra emotion swirling around you as a player, all that extra baggage of, I need to show them, or I'm still mad at them, and all you fans who doubted me last year and hated on me the last 2 years, I'm going to show you. None of that helps you play basketball the way he's played so well and how he's become a Hall of Famer. So you do have to, at a lot of different levels, I think, compartmentalize it and kind of block all this out, because Clay's job is to shoot threes, score points, and win the game. And all the rest of it, if it's going to distract him from doing that, it becomes a negative, a net negative.
Speaking of distractions, I think we need to have a conversation with this gentleman that is signing the Clay board right now. I need to know, sir, right here, are you actually in the Navy, or are you just the biggest Clay Thompson fan of all time? You're actually in the Navy. Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
know if this was like, Halloween or something.
You can't fake the funk with the two stripes.
I didn't think so.
Dude.
My dad was in the Navy. I know an officer when I see one. I'm going to miss Clay's homecoming for the world. Okay? Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, give him a microphone. Give him a microphone. Come on with us. And by the way, a day removed from Veterans Day, thank you for your service.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thank you very much for your service. Here, make sure, Lucas, that the mic, there you go. Get the microphone down over your captain's hat.
That's right.
Yeah. What's your name, officer?
How you doing? My name is Omar Ondara. I'm also enlisted. I'm an E5 in the Navy.
Okay. Okay.
How are you?
Yeah, so
doing great.
Why did this mean so much to you?
Because it's out of any other Tuesday game, it's Clay's game. It's welcome back home, Clay. Everything he's did for the past, I believe it was 13 years.
13 years?
Yep.
That's accurate.
Right. Well, everything he did is not going unnoticed.
So it's not just another November game for you. Like Clay said, it's just another game in November. It's more than that for you.
He said he has to get his mind right, but let's be honest. This is Clay's home, and we are his family. And whether he went somewhere else or he stood here, no matter what, he's family to us. This is his date for us to welcome him home.
I mean, the obvious of how Clay Thompson played and all of the great moments, but for you, like, what is it about Clay Thompson and and his time with the Warriors that clearly touched you at such a level?
I mean, Klay is, to quote Stephen A., one of the best shooters ever to ever touch the ball. I mean, he doesn't have to handle the ball. He just has to touch the ball and shoot. That's what he does. Klay's brought this organization many wins, many championships, and he's put his all into it. And for the fans that go out and say, oh, he left us high and dry.
Yeah.
He did what was best for him, but he still gave us what was the best for us.
So what do you want to see happen inside that building tonight in a perfect world?
I want to see Klay welcome home with a standing ovation.
Okay.
I want him to feel the love and to know that no matter what happens between the management and the upper staff or between the fans, the sport, and the player, we thank him, we welcome him back home.
But what do you want to happen when the game starts?
When the game starts, I want to see I want to see Klay do what he does.
Okay.
Shoot or shoot. I want him to shoot.
You don't want the Mavs to win, do you?
No, not at all.
I
didn't know how sentimental we were getting here. We're getting pretty sentimental.
I want to be sentimental, but let's be honest. It's still Warriors.
Let's give Klay 40. Warriors a victory.
Do you want him to score a lot or no? Like when he – here's the question. When he – first quarter.
Yes.
The first one that he lets fly, you want it to go in or not?
100%, yeah. Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
For Klay.
Okay.
No doubt.
But no doubt. I don't want it to go in.
Yeah, maybe the first one.
I'll speak to it.
You give Klay 40, but a Warrior win, that to me would be the ideal result tonight.
Yeah. It's ultimately, yes, we want the win. At the end of the day, it's Klay's day.
But yeah.
I want game 6 Klay to come out. Whatever happens, happens.
Hey, man.
I appreciate you coming out. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. That was
appreciate
fun.
It. Thank
hey,
you.
Yeah. Have
thank
a great
you.
Time tonight.
God bless. Thank you.
Have
yeah,
a great
thank
time
you.
Tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate
right.
it.
There you go. Hit it. 957-9570. You want to take some calls?
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
I like the in-person a little bit more than calls, but maybe the callers can stay, you know.
Well, we got time, brother. They're coming.
Yeah,
the on-site fans are coming.
And Halloween's over. There's no way anyone's going to fake the funk like that. And he got the 2 stripes. He's an E5. He brought the
I
real.
I know, but the whole world's in captain
I
now,
get
so
it.
I just had
I
to make
it.
Sure. I'm like, my yeah. goodness, this is maybe taking it to another level.
All you
here.
Have to do is look at the shoes and how perfectly shined they are. That tells you that he's real.
Let's go to Joe in San Jose. Joe, you're on with Willard and Dibbs. Thank you for calling.
Oh, man. A lot of pressure on me. This is all drama, man. The problem is they didn't get paid. And the fact that they're rubbing this in Klay's face, the problem is if Klay had retired, then this makes sense to do this. But Klay wanted to keep playing basketball, and he didn't get paid. So it's just like rubbing it in, and I'm sure Klay is pissed off right now. I don't think he's in the mood to celebrate anything right now. But let me ask you guys a question.
Joe, I want to ask you some questions before we move to the next thing. That's a very interesting statement. You think that Klay Thompson finds this celebration potentially off-putting?
It's distracting. It's distracting.
That's interesting. By the way, to say that he didn't get paid, I mean...
By the Warriors.
If we follow reports, the Warriors offered him $7 million more per year than the Mavs did.
I know, but it was at a later time. But let me ask you guys another question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys a more serious question. When do Steve Kerr help Stephen Curry come off the bench?
2031
Why would you even ask that, Joe?
Hey, you just
because the numbers he put up is not sustainable. He's not going to have a 30-point game every night. He's aging, and he played bad the other games. So when does Steve Kerr have Steph Curry come off the bench? Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Right. 2030 is the answer when Steph is 42.
They're actually not asking Steph to score 30 a game at all. He's averaging 22 a game.
And they're 8-2
so far this year.
Ultimately, it's not about who starts. It's about who finishes. And Steph is going to both start and finish because Steph Curry is still at the top of his game. What are we, 3 months removed from Paris when he almost single-handedly won the gold medal for the U.S.?
I mean, he's shooting 43.5% from three-point range right now.
Yeah, he's just doing fine.
He's averaging 22 a night. He's only doing it in 28 minutes a game. This is absolutely a perfect scenario. I'm not even sure why that would be a question. Let's go to Let's go to Dave in the city. Hi, Dave. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I think it's just an overall emotional day for the Bay Area, welcoming back a legend. But it is what it is. He's an op now. He made that very clear. And, yes, let's give Clay his flowers at the beginning of the game. But once that tip-off starts, take those same flowers and shove it down his throat for all the comments he's made about how this is just a regular season game. I think Clay really wants to hunt us, and I think he wants to show a statement. But, I, you know, we got to support the home team. It's Dubs, and Clay's an op.
Dave.
I love it. Clay's the ops. He's the opposition. I love that, Dave.
I'm actually with Dave. Listen, I don't want to sound like some sort of a hater. That's not it at all. But I am not jiving with this idea that I'm hearing from a lot of people of a perfect night tonight is the Warriors win and Clay drops 30. I'm not there at all. I don't want Clay to drop 30 tonight.
I would love for Clay to drop 30.
Yeah, and I'm out on that.
For me, it's about the win. And, you know, you look at any opposing player, and, yeah, you want to see opposing players do well, and you want your team to win. If you have an opposing player who's a former Warrior, like when Jordan Poole comes in here, I'm not going to root against Jordan Poole. I'm not rooting for Jordan Poole to have a terrible game.
I am. He's playing the Warriors.
Right. I want the Warriors to win, but you can have two things be mutually true. You can have Clay play well, and the Warriors still win, and that can be a result that's desirable.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, to me, that means that in the game, again, this is like, you all root for whatever you want, but when that ball leaves his hand, I'm rooting for it to not go in. Not like I'm rooting for the Warriors tonight.
Of course.
I mean, he's not wrong. Like this, and this isn't about spite or anything that I'm, you know, Dave said it's because of the comments. I don't care what comments he made. I don't care, you know, if he's feeling some type of way, whatever the contractual conversations were before. But no, I'm just being me. I am not rooting for Klay Thompson to hit a bunch of shots tonight. That's bad for the Warriors.
That's only bad if they lose. And, you know, ultimately, that's the result that all Warrior fans want. They want the Warriors to win, and whatever happens beyond that is going to happen. Some Mavericks are going to score.
Understood.
They're not going to win by a shutout, so
I guess
if Clay's the guy who goes out there and scores some of the points and the Warriors still win, that to me is more desirable than Luka or Kyrie having a big game.
Understood, but that's sort of an at-the-end result. Like, I'm talking about the experience in the game. I don't know if the Warriors are going to win the game, so when he shoots it, I'm rooting for him to miss it, because that's going to not help them win the game if he makes them. Let's go to Stacy in Oakland. Next up on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Stacy. Thank you for calling.
Absolutely, guys. Love the show. Big fan. So anybody who's saying no love for Clay, I'm not hearing it. Clay's family, he's always invited to the cookout. He just can't cook on the grill anymore. if I could ask him one question, it would be, aside from the money, what have kept you here, bro? I'd love to know that answer. I'll be out there in a couple of hours coming by the booth to see you guys. I'm calling it the Clash of the Splash. Have a good one, guys.
I like
that,
Stacy.
Yeah, that's good.
We better see you here. Thank you for that.
I think it's more than just money. I do think it came down to role, future role, and also respect. And, you know, you talked about how he took $7 million less. Well, the offer that he got in October was not the offer he was getting in April, because what I've heard is that there was no offer in April.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was, and I'm with you that I don't think that that ended up being the central figure of the conversation. The conversation was about role, it was about fit, and then it was about, to me, something even larger, which is that Klay Thompson needed to get to a spot where he wasn't being compared to his former self anymore. And that's not available here. It's just not available here. And it was available everywhere else.
Right.
So, like, what would have kept him here? I honestly don't know if there is anything. I mean, sure, if the Warriors were like, no, you're a starter, and here's $25 million a year, yeah, he probably would have stayed. But that's sort of fantasy land. That didn't exist. That wasn't offered. That wouldn't have made sense. And I think where all parties arrived is that Clay needed to not be here anymore.
That's what we heard from Clay and from his father, Michael, and even from Steve Kerr and Mike Dunleavy. They all agreed that that is what Clay needed after 13 years. You need a fresh start sometimes, and that's okay. And he comes back tonight, and the fans can feel one way, and he can feel another. The fans and Clay don't have to feel the same way about this, and clearly the Warriors organization feels a certain way. They're having a giveaway for an opposing player, which you mentioned earlier is fairly unheard of.
I've never heard of it before.
The organization is feeling one way. The fans are taking their cue from the organization and from Clay, and I'll be honest, Mark, I've already seen more than a handful of Dallas Maverick 31 jerseys here tonight.
Where are they selling those? They're not selling those here, are they?
No, these are fans who got them online.
Amazon.
Either Dallas fans, Clay acolytes, or both.
All right, 888-957-957 is the number. Spencer and Alex and Mike, we're coming to you. The Doc is going to jump in here as well. Plus, it's about to be 4 o'clock, which is the window that opens for you to win a Clay Thompson Warriors jersey. All of that is next. We're live at Thrive. This is Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.